This is Dr. David Price, and you're listening to Verse by Verse. Welcome back. Today, in our series, A Guidebook for Foreigners, we're looking at one of the more odd-sounding phrases in the New Testament. It's that phrase, gird up the loins of your mind. Stick with me, because once you see the picture behind it, I don't think you're going to forget it. While some translations render 1 Peter 1:13 as prepare your minds for action, but the original language literally says gird up the loins of your mind. So what does that mean? In the ancient world, men wore long outer robes down to the feet. They were comfortable for standing around, but terrible for running or working. If you needed to move fast, that loose robe would tangle around your legs. So the solution was simple. You would gather up the hem and tuck it into your belt. That is girding up your loins, getting your robe out of the way so that you can move. That wasn't a new image for Peter's readers. Remember the first Passover? God told the Israelites, eat with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat in haste, because it is the Lord's Passover. A people about to be delivered from centuries in a foreign land were told, get dressed for departure. Be ready to move the moment deliverance comes. Peter's friends were living in exile also. Deported, scattered, treated as aliens in their own provinces. And Peter tells them, gird up the loins of your mind. Now listen to that. Get your thinking ready to move. Don't let loose, tangled thinking trip you up while you wait for Christ's return. Peter had actually heard Jesus use this exact picture. Jesus said, let your waist be girded about and your lamps burning. Be dressed and ready, waiting for the Master's return. In a season when Christians are incredibly pushed to the margins, we need this. We need our minds prepared with God's Word, not entangled by whatever the culture is dragging around us. Paul said it this way in Romans 12, do not be molded any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. Girding up your mind might look like this, putting a limit on what you let scroll through your head every morning before you've read a single verse of Scripture, tucking in the loose ends, the noise, the anxiety, the comparison, so your thinking isn't tangled when it's time to move in faith. So Peter gives us this, doesn't he? Prepared minds. That's one step of maintaining hope. Next time, we'll look at the second step. What Peter means when he says, be sober. You're going to want to stay with me for that. Join me again next time for Verse by Verse.